Blog Talk Radio. Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's radio, Yahweh's ministry. I be your host, by name, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called, The Fire and Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church, part number 72. And I'm going to throw down the international side and see what's going on as the memo just crashes in. And look at that memo saying, Fear, we might give you back that hour. It all depends on you. Hallelujah, why on that? All right, we're going to stroll down the international side and see y'all join us for another episode. We'll get right off into the broadcast on part number 72. And on the international side, it reads, all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. That's 195 international countries. And what's flashing? 104547. 104547. Steer, can you come to the... Pick your phone up, Steer. All right. Let me,
Oh, not that deep. Bless you, Brother C. as well. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Elder. Well, here's the point. We got a lot of new things to work with and a lot of things to do. And one thing about it, and what I like about this, I see Micaiah Israel. See, Micaiah Israel, he said, see, let me tell you something. He said, I got you, and that came out of my mouth. And that's the spy that we looking for. Micaiah Israel had to remind me, to see, let me tell you something. He said, I'm with you and I'm ready to go. And I like that spirit in Brother Micaiah Israel. No doubt about it. So Mr. Tibbs, what we got working with on this international side is 195 international countries. They unload it all in. 104-547. And we getting geared up to take care of Yahuwah's business. This is gonna be the ministry we're gonna do it. And that's why brothers are going to be, brothers, sisters all over the country, going to be sooner or later getting in where they fit in, because this is the ministry, the Sixth Anointed Council, Voices of a True Israelite. That's why this ministry is aimed to get them on their feet. And once the six anointed camps on their feet according to Scripture, then Yahweh can show us the next move. So, Elder, whatever you got to bring for tape number 72, you're on the clock. Come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious attending number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. Let's see if we see that number correctly. 104,504 listeners. Well, that's a lot of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And you know what? That's what we're going to hear. Because we know there are a lot of us that come for the good of Yahweh's word, receive it, commend it, and add unto it. And some cast the same word behind their backs, which is not so good for others learning. These are what we call raving wolves in sheep clothing, as mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15, just to come see who's all attending. What we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. Spreading rumors of non-Yahwali things. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, not who sits on your left or who sits on your right, to spread rumors of non-Yahwali things. But that's to teach the word of Yahweh. Because without proper teaching, we meet the blind who lead the blind, which is also mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 14, leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, and to your own double-minded thinking. Well, this is why we're here, to lead you out of these dark times of Christianity into the thinking of the words of Yahweh as it truly should be spoken. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath, for the members that don't know, is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those current smart devices you may own, even your smartwatch. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. The calendar explains in detail what the feast days are according to Bible scripture, when they end, when they begin, and when they end. So it's a good thing to know, Seabrook. Now, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. That's like now. To get there, open up any search engine on your, any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L, @gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can reach us by that you can righteously call in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Also, we're now after the normal broadcast on Pal Talk. And I think we have no audio on that program, if I'm not mistaken, but we are currently working on that to get it up and running for the listening members. We're now on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African Americans. Once you get there, look for True Name Teachers, Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working. Online will be there to answer any biblical questions by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's me, along with Seer Israel. So once we get our audio up and running, we will keep our listening members posted. At this particular time, we'll return our program back to our Seer Israel, and we thank all you members for logging in to listen to the words of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Well, that's Mr. Tell, but definitely. So, Sid will be riding again. He'll be riding shotgun on that. And like I said again, because it's a big job ahead of us that got to be done. And a lot of things on the table. One thing we do know, this word got to go out. The word of Yahuwah got to go out, but it got to go out decent in order. And everything got to be done exactly through the manuscripts. You got to make sure what you're doing, the manuscript supports what you're doing, then Yahuwah will intervene. He will intervene as what you're doing, the Bible will support it. If you're doing the Bible, then Yahuwah is going to support what we're doing. And we know we got an unction on us to bring this word, and we're going to do all we can. Remember one thing, the Thursday night broadcast, it's not long. You know, if I have any broadcast that's in, you know, if you got a question or comment, take a few questions or comments, a few of them, that's it. That's the end of it. Then remember one thing, you got to get in the next day and next broadcast come out. You got questions or comments or anything that we have said in any of these lessons, a Bible question or comment, just get in there and, you know, come to the microphone and make a statement, you know, and because we're not going to make a meal out of it. we're just opening up for avenues for all over the world to, what you got, it's callers that's all over the world. And they is in trouble because they've been taught one way. And our job is to show that the way that you've been taught, we're going to examine that and see can it hold up for your good. For your good. Otherwise, we're going to throw the life raptor out on you. And we're going to try to pull you in through the word of Yahweh. So keep that in your mind. So a lot of things got to be done. And that's why the avenue is opening up. Because it's somebody somewhere in the end of the world need to hear the word. Because it talks about it in Matthew 24:13-14. This covenant got to be preached throughout all the world, taught throughout all the world. Then the end going to be. So the only way we know that we going to be able to get to the ends of the world is through the networks that have been set up. That's how we going to get to the ends of the world, see, right, through the network that's set up. So that's why we got to make sure what we're on is correspond with the Bible. Because somebody somewhere going to pull up a lesson. And what they've been looking to hear, they're going to hear from the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. All right, enough said on that. Elder, we'll catch you back on the bottom part. The bottom part, because the WCC is making a claim. Seer, we might let you talk just a little bit longer. Well, you do what you want to do. It's your radio station. We just keep it moving. And whatever you slide in, and sooner or later, we'll be able to deal with what you want to do. All right, good enough there. So we're going to find our guy is, and we're going to bring him in. We're going to get him on the table. Get on the table. Another episode part, number 70. So when you meet the problem, with a loud voice you say, Father Yah God Israel, Yahweh be with you, El Shaddai.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahweh Israel. Well, no broadcast tomorrow, Brother Yahweh Israel. And got a lot of memos on what was on last night. They need a little bit more on it. So I don't know what we're going to do until we hear Luke. Chapter
12,
verse
12.
Let's see what that say there, Brother
Yahweh Israel. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Excellent, Brother Yahweh Israel. So let's open up in tape number 72 in the third book of Timothy, chapter verse 14 through 16. Let's, I don't know what we're working with right now, but let's throw that on the table. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 through 16, and let's throw that on the table and see what we're working with. Be a great note-taker, but we don't know where they're going. But one thing we do know, the world is listening to this broadcast, and we've got to step our game up and dust up ahead of us. So we got to step on. Setting nothing to mute, do not take notes, because sooner or later, your area of the camps will be visited, and you have to be ready to go. There's
Yahweh.
Where we at now, Brother
Yahweh? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14 through 16 reads. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14. "But continue you in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Verse 15, that from a child I have known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the covenant which is in Yahweh the Son. Verse number 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in the Torah instructions.
Excellent. Correction in the Torah instructions. There you go. That's it, Brother Yahya Israel. So remember, if a person to be corrected, corrected in the Torah instructions. That's it, Brother Yahya Israel. That's pretty good right there. So let's see in our first chapter 5:1. Let's see. Okay, now if otherwise, if you're gonna correct, this is on account. If you're gonna correct someone, make sure you correcting them according to Torah instruction. And not only that, when you correct them in Torah instruction, you gotta have you some Daniel 6:3 working with you. What is say there in Daniel 6:3 there, Brother Yahya Israel? Compile talk live on blog live.
Book of Daniel chapter 6, verse number 3 reads, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him.
Excellent. You gotta have an excellent on account. You must have a excellent spirit in you. Although it might be 2 Corinthians 11:6 now, you might have some, because Brother Yahya Israel has been accused of being a 11:6 of 2 Corinthians. He's been accused of that. And what it says in 2 Corinthians 11.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Verse number 6 reads, Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 6. But though I be rude in speech, then not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things.
And when we speak, and how do we speak there in 3:11? So how we speak there, Brother Yahya Israel, and how we speak. We speak 3:11, how the six anointed count speak. How they speak that, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of St. John 3, verse number 11. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know. We testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
So we always got to put on the table what we know. See, we ain't beating at the wind with this right here. We not beating at the wind. We put on the table what we know. Now, the Mr. Spirit had to visit Ezra in the second Ezra chapter 14 because he wanted to tell him something about me. He said, now, I've been watching you, Ezra. So now I want to talk to you for a minute. And the chapter, can you tell us what's been going on 9-14? 2 Ezra 14:9-14, Brother Yahya Israel, can you help me out with that verse? Because the mental spirit, he's going to ease up on Ezra, and he's going to talk to him for a minute or two. And what did he say?
The book of 2 Ezra 14:9-14 reads, the book of 2 Ezra 14, verse number 9. For thou shalt be taken away from all. From this, from henceforth, you shall remain with my son, with such as be like you, until the times be ended. Verse number 10. For the world hath lost its youth, when the times begin to wax old. Verse 11. For the world is divided into 12 parts, and the 10 parts of it are gone already. And half of a tenth part, verse 12, there remained that which is after the half of the tenth part. Verse 13, and therefore set thy family in order and reprove your people. Cover such of them as be in trouble, and I renounce corruption. Verse 14, let go from you mortal thoughts. Cast away the burdens of men. Put off now the weak nature.
So that's a big talk. That's a big talk you told old Sear. Let me tell you something, Sear. Now, this is a big job ahead of you now, Sear. So now, hey, listen. You got to put off that weak nature. We're going to hear a lot of people talking with their back bent or their mouth crooked or whatever. But you got to make sure one thing, that whatever you do, you make sure it's a 9 verse 8 and numbers in. It's an on account. Make sure whatever you do, it is from 9 verse 8 or numbers with you. What it says in Numbers 9 verse 8?
Book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse number 8 reads, Book of Numbers 9, verse number 8. And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you.
Yes, see, right? So what we got to do, we got to always hear the speech that is spoken, and we got to go in the scriptures and see what can we do about it according to scripture. And we can't make no calling according to 724 St. John. We cannot make no calling according to St. John 7. Hey there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 24 reads, judge not according to the appearance, but judge to instructional judgment.
That's how you got to make the calling, see, right? You got to make the calling the way the Torah instruction will lead you to make the calling. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, and skip down to 6-8 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 2 Timothy chapter 1, let's pick up at verse 3, and we'll skip down to 6-8. See what we're working with.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 3, verse number 6-8 reads, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 3, 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 3 reads, I thank Yahweh, whom I served from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayer, night and day. Verse number 6. Wherefore I put you in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in you, by the putting on of my hands. Verse number 7. For Yahweh have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the covenant of Yahweh, nor me is prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the covenant, according to the power of Yahweh.
So you see, the Yahweh have not given us the fear of trembling. So if Yahweh didn't give it to you, then who gave it to you? That's right. That's right, WCC. Look at it. WCC, you got a chance to be halfway all right. So now, if Yahweh didn't put that spirit in you, then who did? Exactly right. So you got to recognize that, because Yahweh told you already in 54:17 how he stands. Either you believe Yahweh or you don't. Yahweh already said in 54:17 how he stands. He told the seer, Isaiah, he said, are you the seer of the time right now? He said, yes. But then you found what I tell you to put down. And 54:17, what it say?
Isaiah 54, verse number 17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, save Yahweh.
Yeah, And the man said, he said, this is what, this is in your DNA, he's saying. He says, it's in your DNA. That's why you got to, that's why you got to be clear in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. What you got to do? Make it verse 7. What it says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, again, that brother Yahdai Israel, what got to happen? Real good. What got to happen?
The book of 2 Timothy 1, verse number 7 reads, for Yahweh have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
I'll back up to verse 6. Now, to get this power, what got to happen? Verse 6, listen good.
Verse number 6, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in you by the putting on of my hands.
Yes, but you got to stand up this gift. This gift got to be stirred up. Now let's run to Jeremiah. Let's precept that to Jeremiah. And let's see what exactly what Jeremiah was told after he got Jeremiah on his feet. He said, Jeremiah, you got to go and do right, Jeremiah. Get on your feet. Now I want you to lay some in writing. I want you to lay something in writing in verse 21 and take it down to verse 24. He said, lay this in writing, just put it there. He's all one going to visit these verses. Six anointed camps of voices of two Israelites. He's going to visit these verses right here. Oh, and that's why you're going to know who's who. In the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, pick it verse 21 down to verse 24. Let's get out of this. 21 to 24. Brother Yahdai Israel, that's my final verdict. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse number 21 through 24 reads. Book of Jeremiah 23, verse 21. I have not sent these shepherds, pastors, bishops, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Verse 22. If they had stood in my counsel, and that caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Verse 23. Am I Yahweh at hand, saith Yahweh, and not a Yahweh afar off? Verse 24. Can any hide themselves in secret places that I should not see them, saith Yahweh? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith Yahweh?
That's a big talk. I like talk like that. See, the man is trying to say, he said, listen to me. Where can anybody hide themselves that I don't, and I can't put the eyeball on them? He says, do you know I'm Sirach 24:19 or 19:24? Which one? Which one I'm working with, brother Yagari? Let's talk about, he's going to tell you about his vision. He's going to tell you about how he looks there, see, right, and peeping on you. Let me out there, brother Yahdai Israel, so I don't got happy already. See, it don't take much to get me happy. All you got to do is make sure you got the word on the table. He going to tell you about it. Listen, there's no way you can hide yourself from that. He said, I'm gonna have the fear tell you about what kind of vision I have. Bring it out there, brother Yahdai Israel, because I don't got happy. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 23. Verse number 19 reads, such a man only fear the eyes of men, and know not that the eyes of Yahweh are 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
Yahweh's vision is 10. All right, there, brother Yahdai Israel. All right, there, brother Yahdai Israel. You know, the WCC have to always remind me that, you know, see, you're getting too happy. Understand one thing: we cast the switches. We know how to cut in on you when we get ready. All right, good enough. So now a point that we're trying to bring to the table. That is written over here by Hosea, some profound statement in the 24th chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, the power of this book, if we got an ear to hear of the power of this book, in the 24th chapter, here, verse 24, 28, and 31. Let's see, can we take a look at that? Let's see what it says there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the 24th chapter of Hosea. The sixth book of the Bible, 24th chapter, verse 24 through 28 and 31. You know, one thing about it, that's why we tell you, see, right, sooner or later we got to stop being a react, we got to be a proactive. Land, school, banquet hall, and our own radio station, that's what we need. And Yahweh going to make it happen. But we got to do it according to Yahweh's will. Now, let's see what it says in 24 to 28 and 31. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel, what it say?
Reading out of the book of Hosea, polluted word Joshua, chapter 24, verse 24 through 28 and verse 31. The book of Hosea, polluted word Joshua, 24, verse number 24. And the people say unto Hosea, polluted word Joshua, Yahweh, Yahweh will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Verse 25. So Hosea, polluted word Joshua, made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute, an ordinance in Shittim. Verse 26. No Hosea, polluted word for Joshua, polluted word Joshua wrote these words in the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the temple of Yahweh. Verse 27. And Hosea, polluted word Joshua, said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us. For it have heard all the words of Yahweh which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, that you deny your Yahweh. Verse 28. So Hosea, polluted word Joshua, let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. Verse 31. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Hosea, polluted word Joshua, and all the days of the others that overlived Hosea, polluted word Joshua, and which had known all the works of Yahweh that he had done for Israel.
What did he do for Israel? That we can read. See, now what we want to find out, he done some stuff for Israel, but we need to read what did he bear witness to in the 21st chapter, verse 41 down to verse 45. Now we got to bear witness what all this old. Everybody slapping backs and talking and good talk. What did he do? Do you remember my thing, C. Ray? This happened. What did he do? We're going to find out what he do. Let's back up to the 21st chapter of Hosea and pick up verse number 41 to 45. See, can we tag what did he make everybody happy? We're going to find out what did he do. Come on.
The book of Hosea. The word Joshua, chapter 21, verse 41 through 45 reads, the book of Hosea, chapter 21, verse number 41. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the family of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs, 42. These cities were everyone with their suburbs round about them. That's why all these cities. Verse 43. Yahweh gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers. They possessed it and dwelt therein. Verse 44. Yahweh gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. There stood not a man of all their enemies before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. Verse 45. They feared not aught of anything. Any good thing which Yahweh has spoken unto the family of Israel, all came to pass.
So you see, and that's why we know exactly when we say what we say, because we can read that all going to come to pass. All we got to do is follow the manuscript. We got to follow the manuscript, see, right here. Now, let's find out, since all came to pass, that appearance of all that come to pass, let's get an eyewitness in 1 Kings talk about what did they observe with all that good stuff. Let's run to 1 Kings 10. And now we put a clock. Now we'll make it the ninth chapter. Well, you make it chapter. We ain't going to make a meal out of it. We'll get right down to it. We get down to the 10th chapter, we're going to make a meal out of it. So it's a long way to go. Let's pick it up and let's get an eyewitness. Eyewitness comment and report on something. And let's find out what the eyewitness say. We're going to the 10th chapter of 1 Kings, verse 6. And we'll take it right down to verse number 9. That's what we'll do. We'll let the eyewitness speak exactly what happened, Brother Yahdai Israel. And if you know, in the court of law, when an eyewitness comes and puts the finger on you, it can be whatever the way they put the finger on you, that's going to be the conclusion. Let's get the eyewitness on what Hosea said. Now, here it is a couple of hundred years later, and here comes Solomon, the king of all Israel. Let's see what happened over here in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 7. We'll make it verse 6 down to verse 9. That's my final verdict, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 10, verse number 6 to 9 reads, Book of 1 Kings, chapter 10, verse number 6. She said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Verse number 7. Howbeit I believe not the words, until I came and mine eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and your prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Verse number 8, happy are your men, happy are these your servants, which stand continually before thee, and they hear your wisdom. Verse number 9, bless the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which delighteth in you, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yahuwah loveth Israel forever. Therefore made he you king, to do judgment and justice.
Yeah, see, right? So there go your eyewitness. There go your eyewitness. So if we fast forward this to Galatians 5, verse 7. Let's fast forward this for a minute. Now let's fast forward this thing. Now you heard what the eyewitness said. He said, Yo Yahuwah is the Yahuwah of Israel. Everybody happy. Everybody happy. Everybody skinning and grinning. And I bear witness to it. Now, we're going to fast forward this to Galatians 5, verse 7. And listen to this verse right here. Galatians 5, verse 7.
The book of Galatians 5, verse number 7 reads, You did run well. Who did hinder you? You should not obey the truth.
Ain't that something? You was running well. I mean, we have a rich history of running well, but what happened and hindered the running well? Now, see, right, you hear what Shorty Paul telling Northern Kingdom? He said, we was running well. You was running well. What hindered you? That we can read. What happened? There you go. See, that's why we got to come now. So what happened? And what are we going to find out what happened at? Let's go to Isaiah 34:16. Let's do a little background check and see what happened, because we was once running well. But what took us from running well? Let's go to Isaiah 34:16.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse number 16 reads, Book of Isaiah 34, verse number 16. Seek ye out of the book of Yahuwah and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want of me. For my mouth it had commanded, and his spirit it had gathered them.
One verse 3 of Revelation. Can I get a precept out of that? 1 verse 3.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse number 3 reads, Blessed is he or she that readeth, or they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now we want to run and note, we know everything starts according to last night's lesson. It starts with the seer. So we want to see exactly when Solomon was making a profound statement. So we find out on the right side we was running well. But what hindered us? Let's see, can we find out what can hinder you? So listen on the counts. You might be those that's in a leadership position. You have to make sure you clear about 2 Timothy 3:12-13 for a minute. Run over there just for a minute there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:12-13. Let's see what it says. Now listen real good at what you hear out of 2 Timothy 3. Because see, what can hinder you up is what we get ready here. 2 Timothy 3:12-14.
The book of 2 Timothy 3:12-14 reads, Book of 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live, Yahuwah, and Yahuwah the Son, shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men and women and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14. But continue you in the things which thou hast learned, and have been assured of knowing of whom you have learned them.
So don't forget. See, if you forget where you have learned this from, and then go to evil men and women, they're going to wax big time. But that's why you have to be clear that you got to have this understanding. Make sure you clear where you learned from, because now we go on and show you when a seer is looking at you, understand that the wisest man in the world put this in the book and to tell you something, and you got to monitor this, because they're going to bring you questions. They're going to bring you plenty of questions, like the broadcast coming on Thursday night. They're going to bring you plenty of questions. But understand what the way you got to present yourself on questions that's brought to you. And look what it says here in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and pick it up at verse number 9 down to verse number 12. 9, 10, 11. But listen carefully at this, 16 on the count. Listen. What it says?
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 9 through 12 reads, Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 9. Moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. He gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. Verse 10. The seer sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Verse number 11. The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Verse 12. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
What that mean? We're going to always trying to go out past our strength. our strength is the Bible. But you have some that's well-read and well-learned. They're going to read every book they can get their hand on. And them books going to tangle you up. And Yahweh is telling you in advance, don't get caught up with, you want to go find out what this brother's saying. You want to find out what that sister's saying. You want to be in that book to see what that book's saying. He said, no, don't you do that. But you got someone's going to come and bring you, you know what I read out of this book? And he's telling you right now, all that is going to be a weary to your head. And you got to monitor that because some going to be worldly smart and they're going to go into them other books and come up with a conclusion and thus says Yahweh. And you have to be able to say, be able to bring these verses back to us. You got to be wise enough to say what is written in Revelation 1, verse 3. See, you got to make sure you got scriptures to understand something. I don't care what some dead man or woman have said. Well, most likely they wrote a book for dead. What stand is from Revelation 1, verse 3? What does it say?
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse number 3 reads, blessed is he or she that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
See that? So where your blessing come from is the more you stay in, and we're going to the last book of the Bible. We're going to the last book and read the last three verses. So what impresses Yahweh when you stay in his word? You got to stay in his word. That is the game changer, Steve, right here. You out there reading every book, and it's going to tangle you all up. And when it's time to precept and do this, you're going to be lost in space because you're out of the protocol. He told the wisest man in the world, tell you, listen, just focus in on this book, my father's book. That's what he told this guy right here, Solomon. Just tell him to focus in on my book. Get my book right because that is the issue of life is my book. Now we're going to the last book in the Bible, at least the last three verses. You can't go no further than this, as far as you can go. And let's see what it says in the last three verses.
The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse number 18 through 20 reads, Revelation chapter 22, verse 18, for I testify unto every man and woman that hear the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him or her the plague that are written in this book. Verse 19. If any man or woman shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away from him or her part out of the book, him and his and her part of the out of the book of life, and out of the righteous city, and from the things which are written in this book. Verse number 20. He or she which testified these things, said, surely I come quickly. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Even so, come, Yahweh, Yahweh the Son.
But did he say he going to drop some, did he say he going to drop some plagues on you, brother, up down your ground? Did he say it? He said, if you go outside of, see, listen, 690 camp. Do you hear the man just say it? Now he writing it here after, we're not reading 1:17 through 19, 4:1. He's saying if you got a teaching and you're going to stand before my children of Israel and you ain't reading my book, he said, what are you going to do again in verse 18 about some, what kind of thing he just said that brother y'all die Israel? Now I want to make sure that I hear that right in verse 18.
The book of Revelation 22, verse number 18. For I testify unto every man and woman that hear the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man or woman shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto them the plague that are written in this book.
Now, That's something. The plagues that are written in this book. The plagues, see, right? You the man saying? He said, if you're going to go out of my book and talk that talk, he said, I'm going to add to you the plagues that's written in this book. Now, what will happen? What will happen, see, right? What will happen? You got in the plagues that was written in this book? Huh? He's telling you what he's going to do. That's why you got to be very careful. Be careful who you learn from. And remember one thing, when it's time to eat, you got to spiritually eat according to what's written in the Bible. Now, how do you supposed to spiritually eat? That's why I said in the 9th chapter to show you how you're supposed to. What do people say? See, you got to know how to spirit. The Bible got double meaning. And you must know how to spiritually eat. And listen what they said in 1 Samuel chapter 9. So remember one thing, we don't have nothing written down. We just lay back in the blue light and let it unfold itself. If you ask, pretty good, Brother Seer, well, put this with that. Okay, we'll put this with that. We're going to show you exactly what it says that we can read, then we're going to comment on what we can read. We're going to the 9th chapter, and listen what it says here, and what the people say. See, here go the people. They're going to say something, and we're going to see what they say in verse number, the 9th chapter, verse 13. Now, remember, the Bible got a double meaning. And you both know how to read this verse and precept this to find out exactly what they're saying. Look what it said in one verse, chapter 9, verse 13. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse number 13 reads, as soon as you be come into the city, just straightway find him before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that be bitten. And therefore get you up, for about this time you shall find him, the seer.
Now, what do you mean by eat? You run around station to station. You run around, got that one-eyed Satan on him here. You're doing all that old eating. And you're making your conclusion on all that eating. You hear one thing and one another. He said you're doing too much. And that's why you're disembobulated in the brain. Because your eating pattern, it's not according to the Bible. But they say, we ain't even to the city here. We can precept that in the first Maccabees 4:46. You won't be able to do it. Precept it. And look what they said. And then they were busting heads and taking names. But then they all of a sudden came to themselves. They came. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Go ahead and pull that. And what that for me? I got to pull a rabbit out of here. He said, yes, dear. He said, now you're on something. And I'll meet you over in Luke 15 behind that one. Now, look what he says over here. Wherever you're reading, but I'm over in Luke. Give me that first Maccabees 4:46. But I'm going to be in the book of Luke 15 waiting on you, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse number 46 reads, laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple, in a convenient place, so there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
See, that's where Saul messed up at. He told Saul, hey, look at Big King. You're the king of all Israel, over in 10th chapter. Now, you go and do what you do, because you got the army with you, and go in and bust some heads and take names. But don't do my job. Wait on me to get there and to seal the deal. But then he going to say, well, see, you took too long, and so I done your part. He said, now you just got yourself cut off. He said, you know what you just got through doing? You done a Joel 2:7, the last line. He said, now, see, when you read the 10th chapter, he told that king, exactly what to do. He said, now, when you go and bust all the heads you're going to bust and do what you got to do, he said, now, lay low until I get there. See, they knew, they understood then not to make a move until the seal get there. But now, they so learned it now, they make every move, and that's why we ain't won a victory since, we ain't had a victory since the split of the kingdom. We ain't won nothing. Why? Because we out of order. And that's why we got to show you how to get in order according to scripture. And once you understand what this Bible's saying, then Yahweh is going to step in and put in the blessing. Don't get past the due order of thus says Yahweh. Do you lose? What does it say, Brother Yahweh, Israel?
The book of Joel 2, verse number 7. And they shall not break their ring.
And that's what you don't do. Just like you're in the Air Force, Navy, Marines, when the sergeant, officer general, holler at you and woo-woo-woo, voice might not sound right, oh, you hurt my feelings. Fuck it up. Because if you break rank for order, who told you going to be a cakewalk? Did you know what Yahweh was in 1633? Look what the man saying in St. John. St. John 6:33. You don't want to make the heaven and earth. Let me tell you that's written in the Bible in 1633. Listen to this.
Book of St. John 16, verse number 33 reads, the book of St. John, chapter 16, verse number 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes, yeah, right. So what got to happen? Let's precept this to Luke. This is what got to happen, see, right here. So sometimes you have to sit on the sideline. You got to watch it. In the 11th chapter, in the 15th chapter, this is what got to happen. Verse 17. Luke chapter 15, verse 17. Listen good. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Luke chapter 15, verse number 17 reads, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger.
But what he had to do, Brother Yahdai Israel? Hey, Brother Yahdai Israel, what did he have to do again? What's so significant about that verse? What did he have to do, Brother Yahdai Israel?
When he came to himself.
Excellent. And that's what we're waiting on for you to come to 609 camp. We're waiting on you to come to yourself. Yahweh already got it laid out what the next move going to be. He already got it so we can finally go to 417 of Romans and throw it on the table. See, we can throw it right on the table, 417 of Romans, and take notes along the way. What it say in 417 of Romans?
The book of Romans chapter 4. Verse number 17 reads, Book of Romans, chapter 4, verse number 17. As it is written, I made you a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Ain't that something? You know how we can call it, see, right? We can call it because we can call it from the pages of the book. So what we trying to do now? We trying to do this, right? We trying to do the 1 Timothy 5:1. So what we trying to do now? We setting it up now, see, right? We setting it up. How? According to scripture. Look what's written over here in 1 Timothy 5:1.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse number 1 reads, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, Verse number...
WCC, got a message you got for me. Come to telephone. Yahweh
Israel. Yahweh, be with you, see ya.
Hello, Yahweh. All right. All right. Let's get back to what we own. Like I said again. So you we clear that, what did it say again in 5 verse 1 more time? Because we're getting hit on every side there, brother. Yahdai Israel, but it comes to territory. It comes to territory, brother Yahdai Israel. What did it say in 5 verse 1 again?
The book of 1 Timothy, book of 1 Timothy 5, verse number 1 reads, rebuke not the elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren.
So that's the reason why we have to sit up according to the Bible. Now, read verse of 1 Timothy again, 5:1. It's a little bit more in there. And now go to verse 2. Now, you read what he said not to do. That means don't correct an elder. Don't correct him. It's just like you got a drill sergeant. And you have no problem letting him holler and do all they do and tell you, get down and give me 20. And you don't say nothing. But all of a sudden, when you don't understand something in this book, you and that's why we create the broadcast where you call in Thursday night. And then people are through callers. A through call, you got any questions? One of the other will answer the question. But see, that they got this from this. But in a minute, when you don't understand something in this Bible, because the reason why you don't understand nothing in this Bible, because you got it written, why you will never understand nothing in this Bible. Let me show you why you will never understand nothing in this Bible, regardless how it's broken down. Let's go to Matthew 13:13. Let me show you why you will never understand. When you gotta understand it, this anointed cast, you gotta understand, so you can have this always in your midst. But understand the reason why you're gonna have some that will never understand the Bible. Because, give me 2 Timothy 3:7, get me warmed up, Brother Yahdai Israel. Run to 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. Let me show you, and you got to be able to recognize these things yourself. You got to be able to recognize it. 2 Timothy 3, verse 7 says what?
The book of 2 Timothy 3, verse number 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That ever learning, always in the book, always got the ear on the message, but ever learning, but would never come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's where we started off on the lesson last night. And we hope to get back on it and get back with it, because we're heading in a direction to show the six anointed counts. You got to have this foundation down where you got no problem with it. but we're going to detour just for a few minutes to show why you ever learning, but will never come to the knowledge of the truth. That's big topic there. And we're going to back up to Matthew 13:13 and 34 and 35. Because you got to understand something. When Yahweh was speaking with the 12 and speaking to the people, he going to tell you exactly the way he was speaking. Matthew 13:13 and skip down 34 and 35. Listen what he says to his followers, the called disciples.
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse number 13, verse 34, and verse 35 reads, the book of Matthew 13, verse number 13, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see it, see not, hear it, they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 34, all these things spake Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables. Without a parable, spake he not unto them. Verse 35, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will tell the things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
So how did Yahweh the Son speak there, Brother Yahweh Israel? I mean, for this national audience to understand, how did he say
he's going to
speak again?
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse number 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they're seeing.
Excellent. That's how the man spoke, y'all. The man spoke in parables. And that's why you get hung up. But he spoke in parables, but he precepted the parable and said this thing had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. But he also told Isaiah in 6 verse 9, he one told Isaiah, and he quoted Isaiah. So how is the left side of the book done away with, and the one that made the heaven and earth, he just quoted Isaiah chapter 6 verse 7 through 9. See, understand something. He quoted Isaiah. Now we're going to see what did he tell Isaiah in Isaiah 6, 7 through 9. What did he tell him, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 7 through 9 reads, book of Isaiah 6, verse number 7. He laid it up, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched your lips, and your sin is taken away, and your sin is purged. Verse number 8, also I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, who shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Verse number 9, and he said, go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not.
Now, watch the next verse. He said, go and tell them. Go ahead and tell them. Isaiah, go ahead. Go and tell them. It's just like you trying to tell them to go catch the wind. He said, it's going to be just like trying to tell them to catch the wind. Then you're going to tell them. Watch the next verse in 10.
About
this, verse 10.
Verse number 10, Isaiah 6, verse 10. Make the mind of this people fat. Make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes. He say, see with their eyes and hear with their ears. And understand with their mind and convert and be healed.
You got to convert to be healed. Do you understand that? So, It ain't no prayer line going to be Thursday night. Because the first day, you got to lay the foundation. You got to convert to be healed. It ain't no healing until you convert. The first first thing you got to tell them is about some Mark 9:24. So 9:24 got to be on the table. So, you know, is this a prayer line? Well, would you just pray for me? Oh, my goodness. My arthritis is just wearing me out, my back out of shape. That old piece of mine ain't acting right. See? This ain't no prayer line. It ain't no prayer line. The first thing you got to tell them, you got to convert to be healed. See? You got to put some book on them. Let's see what he say in 9:24.
The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Yahweh, believe, help you, my unbelief.
So you look here. Look, let me tell you something about this mighty one we're dealing with. This mighty one that we're dealing with, he got profound statements written. The mighty one. He says, he makes them a final statement. So now, but we have to understand the rules and regulations. So you see now, in that first Peter, I don't recall here in verse 2. Y'all, this got away from me, brother. Y'all got Israel. Did we hear first, because Peter made a final statement about himself. See now, you know, they done told you already about this brother here, he had his head cut off and everything else. I said, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But I'll tell you one thing. I bet you can't read in that Bible he had his head cut off. But they say everybody died of gruesome death and everything else. But see, you know, you got to let them bump the gums on everything they say, Steve Ray. But look what it says in, look what Peter says in 5 verse 2. Look what Peter says.
The book of 1 Peter.
Yes, sir. 5, verse 2. We read 5:1, didn't we? Yeah, we read verse 5. But I need verse 2 now, Brother Yahweh Israel. What do verse 2 say?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse number 2. Feed the flock of Yahweh, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
That's a good thing, but that ain't what I mean. That's great. That can go with it, but that ain't. I want to come back to that Peter myself. Now I got to get a book now, brother. So I got Peter something, because in Second Peter. No, I ain't no Second Peter. I gotta get something now, because I ain't hearing what I'm stuck now, brother. Yahweh Israel. So I need to give me something. So I'm coming right back to 1 Peter again. Now I've got me a book, because now I've got my attention. Now come back and read on again one more time. I didn't hear what I need to hear, but it's in verse 1. So maybe you might have rushed past the old seer and kind of, so slow down just a little bit for those tears, see if you can catch his hit out of it. Out of this, because he's going to tell you about himself in this verse. We want to hear what he said about himself in 1 Peter 5:1. You read the verse, but I missed my hit. Let's hear it again, that brother Yahweh Israel, 5, verse 1.
The book of 1 Peter 5, verse number 1 reads, The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Yahweh the Son, and also a partaker of the greatness that shall be revealed.
Now, I don't remember hearing that. I don't remember hearing that. I got with me, brother Yahweh Israel. What did Peter call himself? What did Peter just call himself? According to that verse there, brother Yahweh Israel.
I, an elder.
Ain't that something? You see, the man just said, this man said he is an elder. He said, and he hung around the elders. See, you understand? That's why your company got to change, see, right? He hung around the elders. He said, look here. He said, the elders of which are among you, he said, I exhort you. For myself also is an elder. So the way is all this, you know, oh, Peter died a gruesome death. I said, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Otherwise a comic book. But Peter said he was an elder. And guess what? You know, in Isaiah 46, verse 9, we ain't going to read, he said, Yahweh the Son called him from the beginning, right? Look what Yahweh said in Matthew and St. John, verse number 21 and 15 and 18. See, you know, a lot of statements is made. That's why I say you always hanging around brothers and sisters that don't have the Bible elders in them, and that's why you always confused and get tangled up. But if you do what Peter just said he did, his company was the elders which are among you, I exalt, who also I am an elder too. That was the man saying. So now look at that good harmony. So your patterns have to change to be able to receive the drafted word of Yahweh and James. We're not going to read that because we can't cover everything in this segment. Remember, tomorrow ain't no broadcast at all tomorrow. But I'm saying, you got to understand, we got to sit this president down on how your walk got to be for Yahweh to intervene. Your company got to change. Your company got to change according to Peter 5 verse 1. Now, Yahweh made a profound statement about Peter. Now, if you're going to believe Yahweh, let's see what he says about Peter in the 21st chapter, verse 15 and 18. Now, I think you ought to go with what Yahweh say. Let's see what he say.
Because St. John chapter 21, verse 15, verse number 18 reads, the book of St. John 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Yahweh the Son said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest you me more than thee? He said unto him, yeah, Yahweh, you know it that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Verse number 18. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, when you was young, you girded yourself and walked as whether you wouldest. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you whether you wouldest not.
Ain't that something? Peter lived to be so old that this brother couldn't even put his garment on and talk about going somewhere. He had to have them to put him in whatever way of travel to take him where he had to go. So now when was he beheaded? So when was Peter died a gruesome death? Oh, yeah? According to man in Major Heaven Up, he said this man gonna get so old that when it's time to put his clothes on, he ain't gonna be able to do it. And don't think about him going somewhere. He will have to have men to take him where he got to go. So you see, that's why you gotta be careful what you're learning and what you're hearing. Stay in protocol to understand what the man's saying. You have to recognize the signs of the time. The reason Yahweh is plaguing you and taking so much weight from you, because everything he got rid of, he can't even recognize you. Because he had a protocol. And the people is not going to eat what? Go back to Jeremiah and tell you what they're not going to eat until he get there. They ain't going to even eat, see, right? But eat what? You precept your Bible to see what they're not going to eat until the seer get there. Precept your Bible and it'll you, and all you got to do is point at the verse. They said, no, we're not eating nothing till the seer get here. We ain't eating nothing till the seer get here. And what are they talking about? We're going to Jeremiah and find out what they're talking about. Eat what? See, you got to precept your Bible. And then when you precept your Bible, go ahead, Brother Yahdai Israel. You're going to beat me to it. Go ahead.
So look at Jeremiah. Right? The book of Jeremiah chapter 15, verse number 16 reads, your word was found, and I did eat them. Your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my mind.
They ain't going to be eaten. They ain't going to let nobody bring them nothing. They ain't going to be eaten. See, the children of Israel understood that thing. Anointed leadership understood that thing. We ain't eating jack until the seal get here. But we understand that now. We understand that now, and we put plagues all over our head. Look, we got written in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1, 2, 19 and 20. See, that's why the order got to be set up first. And that's what we're doing now. We're showing you the order of things as it's written. And you got to watch the order unfold. You're going to see a bunch of people with that, give me the word. They're going to have what?
It won't even come to my mind.
they're going to have
Stockholm Syndrome.
Exactly. Excellent. And you know what that is? The one that's trying to save your life, and that's the one you're going to try your best to always come with a negative approach, and be's the one trying to save your life. Six of nine counts is trying to save your life from everything that you had and you have put. You got to have a second Ezra. You got to first be a second Ezra 14:34. He said you got to be a second Ezra 14:34. What it say in 14:34?
The book of Second Ezra 14, verse 34 reads, Second Ezra 14, verse 34. Therefore it shall be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind. You shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy.
See, but yeah, everything that you have learned outside of the six anointed camps, you got to can it. Yeah, all them books that you have read, all that you read about, you got to put that to the side. You got to subdue your own understanding to receive what this man got to bring to you. You see, that's the game changer right there. Will you, if you're willing to pay that price, but that's where it starts at. Everything you have learned from others, you got to go and put it to the side. You got to make sure you understand what it says in 21:16. And the wise man in the world says, he said, this is what you got to do. What it say in 21:16? A Proverbs.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16. The man and woman that wandered out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
You will remain in the congregation of the dead. You will remain because everything that be said is going to be what? What? What you just... Oh, everything going to get you tangled up because you're in the congregation of the dead. But you know what got you in the congregation of the dead? Authorized 6 verse 2. You want to know how you get into the congregation of the dead? Then just precept your Bible. Surah 6 verse 2. Let's see what can get you in the congregation of the dead.
The book of Surah chapter 6 verse number 2 reads. Surah chapter 6 verse number 2. Extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind that you be not torn in pieces as a bull straying alone.
Do they do? How's it going? Oh, yeah, I'm in the Bible. I'm studying. Yeah, but how are you studying? Because he told you in Leviticus 23, verse 3 something. How is he studying? Did you know what the heavenly tell you how to study? It tell you in 23, 3. It tells you how to study. You know, did the Bible tell you how to study? Let's see how it tell you how to study. Leviticus 3, verse 3.
The book of Leviticus 23, verse number 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous assembly. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwellings.
What does it say in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10? So he says, yeah, you study, but as you study in the righteous gathering, are you tearing down the doors, not tearing down, but getting into where the six anointed camps speaking the word of Yahuwah, or do you sit there at the computer or sit there in the store of your own mind? Because he told you the outcome of it ain't good. That's your own mind. You have to have a righteous gathering. Unless you greater than the man going to be king over Israel forever. Do you know the king of Israel in the 73 verse 17? Unless you greater than this man in 73:17, we're going to read and see what do he thinks about the gathering. What he thinks about it in 73:17 of the book of Psalms.
The book of Psalms 73, verse number 17 reads, book of Psalms chapter 73, verse number 17, till I went into the temple of Yahuwah, then understood I therein.
So this man going to be king forever over Israel. So what you saying, you greater than the one going to be king over Israel. He knew that he had to have him a Leviticus 24:1-8 in him. He knew he had to have a Leviticus 24:1-8. His alarm went off on Leviticus 24:1-8. Let's see what he did in Leviticus 24:1-8.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse number 1, and verse number 8 reads, the book of Leviticus 24, verse 1, Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 8, every Sabbath you shall sit in order before Yahuwah continually, been taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Everlasting. Every Sabbath, you spring forth your life on the Sabbath day. Every Sabbath, you spring forth your life unless you're greater than David. Let me say in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Every Sabbath, you set that in order and have a righteous gathering. And look what he says over here in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 in the regular book, verse 9 and 10. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads, book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 9, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to help him up.
You see that? Now what do you mean by two is better than one? What do you mean by that, see, right? I mean, if you're in a relationship, and you're in a relationship, but you doing one thing and another relationship doing other. So right there, you out of the will of Yahuwah. Right there. Because you got to come as one. Two got to become one. That's why we tell you, that's why you have to check with the six anointed camps and then lay out the thing that you got to first come together in the head. But you do total opposite. And then you won't know what happened. You won't know why you're so confused. So first of all, you have a listen to the leadership showing you how to avoid. Give me a second, Ezra, of 7:21. To avoid what? To avoid what? Second Ezra 7:21. To avoid what, that brother Yahdai Israel, that we can read?
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. For Yahweh have given strength to her instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So you see, we can recognize punishment you know, we can recognize punishment on his way. Like right now, that you watching that one I say now, right? Now watch this right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 through 12. You watching that one I say. That one I say is getting ready right now. Now, you making every move you make is from that one I say, right? Look what Thessalonians says. We're just going to let it run right on out for time's sake. Chapter 5, 1 through 12. But they're going to tell you something in 11 and 12 about what you get ready to experience watching that old one I say. Look at that. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 12. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 1 through 12 reads. Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1. But of the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 2. For yourself know perfectly that the day of Yahuwah so cometh as a thief in the night. Verse number 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Verse number 4. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Verse 5. You are the family of light and the family of the day. You are neither of the night nor of darkness. Verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Verse 7. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Verse number 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of the covenant and love, and of the covenant of love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Verse number 9. For Yahweh have not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Yahweh the Son. Verse number 10. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Verse number 11. Wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. Verse 12. We beseech you, brothers and sisters, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahuwah, and admonish you.
Read the last verse again. You say you got to recognize something. What the Bible say you got to recognize? Read the last verse. I'm going to try that, Brother Yahdai Israel. He said, you got to have a Thessalonians 5:12 in you. You got to what again, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12. We beseech you, brothers and sisters, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahuwah, and admonish you.
That is over you in Yahuwah. You got to know who over you in Yahuwah. And guess who over you in Yahuwah. We'll precept that to 1 verse 5, 13 verse 5, of the book of Hebrews. Now, who is over you in Yahuwah that we can read? Let's see, can we find out who's over you in Yahuwah that we can read? That's the key seed right here. Who is over you? Let's see what we can read, and he's going to tell you something that he's going to do in verse number 5 to 7. And verse number 15-17. Let's listen at 5-7. Let's listen to this. You know what I said? Listen to what he told when Paul was invited to the great big temple of the southern kingdom. Now, Peter gave him the microphone. Look what he said. I'll hear what he said in 5-7. Then we'll skip down. We'll skip 15. Well, we might well get 15-17, too. Let's see what it says. And the 13th chapter, 5-7, 15-17. We're going to see what it say. What it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, Ray.
The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5-7, verse number 15-17 reads. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5 that your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Verse number 6, so that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse number 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose faith followeth, concerning the end of their conversation. Verse number 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Yahweh continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16, but to do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifice Yahweh is well pleased. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your life, and they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Read verse 7 and 17 one more time, Brother Yaakov Israel. What do verse 7 and 17 say again?
The book of Hebrew, polluted where Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7 and verse 17. Verse number 7 reads, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose belief falleth, consider the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your life, and they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
1 Timothy 5, 1, 2, 19, and 20. You hear what the man saying? Now, see, that's all we be saying. Do you hear what the man saying? You hear what the man saying? Obey them that got the rule over you, the word of Yahweh. We're showing you what Yahweh said. And we read 2 Israel 7, 21, you can avoid punishment. You ain't got to go through what you're going through. With your brain all, just we know it's schizophrenic, but what you got? What kind of syndrome again? That brother Yaakov?
Stockholm syndrome.
That means the ones that is there to throw the lifeguard over to get you on your feet, throw the man burn you in the fire. You go ahead and you got to go at the one that try to ignore to show you what this book's saying, and them the one you got your mouth all skinned back at. And they're trying to save your life. Because they got to give account. They got to give account. Be ready. Got to give account. He said, don't worry. The one that carry my word, I'm going to require them. You didn't tell them because you're so busy worrying about their mouth all skin back. Don't worry about their mouth skin back. You just tell them what I said. Because you got to give account. Because we're going to tell them. Didn't the seer tell you? Didn't the mail tell you? Yeah, but he said, and they said, okay, good. Get some great big mental spirit ready to do. In 36th chapter of Vision, Paul, they're going to cut you on your neck, cut your neck, and kick you in your rear and throw you in a fire that takes 50 years or more to get down in the bottom of it. That's what I'm saying you from. So keep on with your mouth all skinned back. And all we got some negative statement to make. So look what it says over here. Timothy chapter 5, 1, 2, 19, and 20. Look what he say. What did he say?
Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse number 1 and 2. Verse number 19 and 20 reads. Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 1. Rebuke not the elder, but entreat him as a father. The younger men as brethren. Verse number 2. The elder woman as mothers. The young as sisters with all purity. Verse number 19, against the elder receive not acquisition, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, but others also may fear.
What do you mean by don't even see the acquisition? Don't even receive an acquisition. All right, your phone ring. There you go again. You know what you got to do? If you receive that acquisition, and you ain't got two or three witnesses, Look, we got written in the heavenly tabernacle in the 5th chapter, verse 1 and 17. There they go again. There they go again, right? There they go again, trying to save your life. Stockholm Syndrome. Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17. Listen good.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse number 1, verse number 17 reads, the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse number 1. Leviticus 5, verse 1. And if a person sin, and hears a voice of swear, and is a witness, whether he or she have not seen or known of it, if they do not utter it, then they shall bear his sin. Verse 17, and if a person sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the Torah instructions of Yahweh, though he risk it not, yet he is guilty and shall bear his or her iniquities.
So what kind of, what do he believe in Ezekiel 38, 1 and 17 behind that kind of talk? Is what, do we got anything that is, can, we can work with, Brother Yahweh Israel, in the 38th chapter, verse 1 and 17?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse number 1, verse number 17 reads, the book of Ezekiel 38, verse 1, the word of Yahweh came unto me saying, verse number 17, the same Yahweh, are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the seers of Israel?
Precept that to Amos 3, verse 7 to see what we can get out of it.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads, book of Amos 3, verse number 7. Amos chapter 3, verse number 7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
What did the seer was told? Matter of fact, what was the king was told in 1 Kings 11, verse 1 and 2 in the closing statement? What was the king, the wisest man in the world, told you all this good stuff? What was he told? What was he told? Kings chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
The book of 1 Kings.
He knew this. Yeah, go ahead. And a closing statement.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 11, verse number 1 and verse number 2 reads. Book of 1 Kings 11, verse number 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, woman of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Verse number 2. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the family of Israel, you shall go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon clave unto these in love.
Read 2 Ezra 7:21, and let's see what happens. And we'll close out with that, Brother Yahweh Israel, we'll catch you Wednesday night. And what happened?
Come back with that, see ya.
2 Ezra 7:21, and what happened?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 reads, for Yahweh have given straight Torah instructions to such as came what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Close the table, Brother Yahweh Israel. We'll catch you Wednesday night. No class tomorrow. Senior time tomorrow. So what's your closing statement now, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out. Seer Israel, a seed royal. Great work, chief, to the four quarters of the globe.
Praise the righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Aqua.
Hallelujah, Aqua. We're bringing the elder out of Camp 1 for his closing statement. We're bringing look for elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him in and get the final statement. That's the reason why you have to identify according to the Bible. If you do the Bible, you're going to be all right. If you don't do the Bible, you're not going to be all right. What's your final statement for this national audience? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me once again back into tonight's broadcast. Well, I would think that we all, first of all, have came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. And that's what our proper teaching. And to see those things in the Bible that most of us here can see and some looking can never find. Well, we see it's the uninformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there's those that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. That's why I quote the verse from 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of an anti-Yahweh. Therefore, ye have heard it should come, and even now is already in the world." So this is what we do. Help guide you through these dark times of Christianity. By welcoming and thanking all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible and first and foremost about Yahweh's words, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all of this because you have not and you came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class, remember, starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that the listening members can use. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices that you may have. Even that smartwatch will work. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Now, on any other device, you may see menu. But again, clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 98, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are with biblical explanations, when they begin, and when they end. Now for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, type three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is Tribe, it's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL @gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers that you can call to reach our ministry. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 during regular time, but during the time change of the season, I do believe it will be repeated after 10:30. So after 10:30, you can reach our Friday's program. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. You're going to choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One good note, we're also making it possible to get a recording of any of our programs by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We're also now live on Broad Talk, as you know, the ones that are listening, and currently live on Pal Talk, listed under Ethnic Group, African American, and look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online will be to answer any Bible questions. It would appear this coming Thursday will be Elder Josiah and Elder Mr. Tibbs, myself, along with Seer Israel. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. And to all the listening members, we will say Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mr. Tibbs, that's acting on your part again. WCC did. A little bit longer. So you're saying all the right things. So, Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Give you a chance to scramble around and grab them books out of Detroit, Michigan. Campor, give you the opportunity to spread them books out. We already know you see the table right now, and you got the books already spread out there. And is that right there, Campor, out of Detroit, Michigan? You got the books already spread out, and you clear about Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. Campor, Detroit, Michigan, what's on your mind? Yahuwah be with you.
Yeah, I gotta get my books.
Gotta go get your books, huh? So, but we know you were taking notes. I know you gotta go get your books, but I know you were taking notes. That's not the point. Your camp is getting ready to take care of some serious business. That's why I say you have to be clear that we have to do the Bible. If you want our Yahuwah to intervene, you must be prepared to do the Bible. You gotta be prepared to do the Bible. So we are going to swing out there around Detroit, Michigan and say, Detroit, Michigan, Princess, Iowa, Israel, Syria. We're going to bring her in by saying, Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, seed of Israel, seed royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, we just read up a final statement about what Yahweh appeared to Solomon twice. And he told Solomon that I don't want you by being in the spotlight to mess with any of them 17 nations. But say, but all we love to talk about Solomon is the 700 wives and 300 concubines. But some more things we got to bring out that they don't talk about, but we're going to talk about it. Now, Ezra, the seer, he picked up on that, and all I need for you to read me is the 9th chapter of Ezra. Let's go to Ezra there, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. We're going to Ezra. Now, Ezra picked up on what was told of Solomon. And that's why you have to be well-read in the Bible. You got to be well-read in the Bible. And all I need is 6 lines in verse 9. Just count me out 6 lines in verse 9. I don't want to go through the names of them. All I want that big, powerful word he got there in 6 lines of verse 9. Ezra, chapter 9, just give me 6 lines and stop what he think about what they're getting ready to do out of the seer's eyes. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, come on.
Ezra 9, verse 9, the first 6 lines. For we were bondmen, yet our Yahweh have not forsaken us in our bondage.
Wait a minute, Campo. Look at 9 verse 1, Ezra, regular book, 9 verse 1. Ezra, Ezra. Ezra, 9, chapter 9, 6 verses in chapter 9. Try that again there, Campo.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Read it again. I'm looking for the great
Ezra
big word.
Ezra 9, verse 9. For we were bondmen, yet our Yahweh
Hold on. We're not on the same page. Look at Ezra chapter 9. The first word I'm looking for is an N-O-W word. Now. Ezra chapter 9, the first 6 verses in Ezra. Chapter 9. I'll tell you what I do. I'll read these 6 verses. Now, when these things was done, the princess came to me. The princess came saying, the peoples of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land according to their abomination. That's the part I wanted there. He so now when these things was done, he said the peoples of the land of Israel have not separated themselves from the abomination of the peoples of the land. That's what he said. Now, 9 verse 2 says what, Francis? What happened in 9 verse 2?
9 verse 2. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the righteous seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yeah. The hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass.
Three.
Ezra 9, verse 3. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down astonied.
Speed to read up a little. Read a little bit faster there, Camp 4. Verse 4, you got enough audio. That's good audio. Let's try and put a little more pep in that reading there. Come on, verse 4.
Ezra 9, verse 4. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled in the words of Yahweh of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I was astonished until the evening sacrifice.
Five. Come on, put some pep in it. Five down to two. We're going all the way down to we're gonna go five all the way down to 15. So you gotta kinda step it up a little bit there, Camp 4 Detroit. The world listens.
And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto Yahweh, my Yahweh. Verse 6, and said, O my Yahweh, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my Yahweh, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heavens. Verse 7, since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. Verse 8, and now for a little space, grace hath been showed from Yahweh, our Yahweh, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in this righteous place, that our Yahweh may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Verse 9, for we were bondmen, yet our Yahweh have not forsaken us in our bondage, but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of Yahweh, or the family of Yahweh, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Yahdah Judah. 10. And now, O our Yahweh, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy Torah instructions. Verse 11, which thou hast commanded us by the servants, the seers, saying, the land unto which ye go to possess it is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another, with their uncleanness. Verse 12, now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever. yet ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. Verse 13, and after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our Yahweh, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and has given us such deliverance as this. Verse 14, should we again break thy Torah instructions and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Wouldest not thou be angry with us till thou hast consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? Verse 15, O Yahweh of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped. As it is this day, behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this.
What did we do, Campbell? 3 verse 2. What did we do to make Yahweh so upset? You know, the one, the Yahweh of Israel. What did we do that we can read in verse 2? What did we do? Verse 2.
Ezra 9 verse 2. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the righteous seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yeah, the hand of the princes and rulers has been chief in this trespass.
What do you mean in verse 12? What is he trying to say to him, Detroit? Verse 12.
Ezra 9, verse 12. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever.
So, Detroit, let's talk a little bit. What is he saying? Now, you know, we got 6 anointed camps. And so, what is he saying? What is he saying?
Well, can you help me out? Area within your tribe.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
Yes.
So, but what about the rainbow marriages? What about rainbow? You know, we got the rainbow. What about rainbow marriages?
Well, that's not biblical.
Oh, that's not biblical. That's
correct.
So that's
worldly.
Let's go a little in the 10th chapter. And let's see what he says in the 10th chapter. Now, remember, he's pulling this from 1 Kings chapter 10. That's what he's pulling this from. So otherwise, he's looking back what was the foundation of this thing. So let's see what he says in 10, 1 through 5, and verse 10. Let's see what he says in Ezra chapter 10, 1 through 5 and 10. Now, this he said, we're going to see what he say, but he's pulling this from 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what he says on his watch. Verse 10, 1 through 5 and 10.
Ezra 10, verses 1 through 5 and verse 10, verse 1. Now then Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed weeping and casting himself down before the family of Yahweh, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. Verse 2, and Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, we have trespassed against our Yahweh, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Verse 3, now therefore let us make a covenant with our Yahweh to put away all the wives and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Yahweh, and of those that tremble at the Torah instructions of our Yahweh, and let it be done according to the Torah. 4, arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also would be with thee. Be of good courage and do it. Verse 5, then arose Ezra and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should be according to this word, and they swear. Verse 10, and Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel.
Verse 11.
Verse 11. And therefore make confession unto Yahweh of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives.
Do whose pleasure? You mean that's Yahweh's pleasure? Is that what it say? What it say in verse 14?
Ezra 9 verse 14. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of Yahweh for this matter be turned from us.
Ain't that something? You mean the rainbow relationships is not the will of Yahweh? Is that what you're trying to tell us there? Is national ordinance a rainbow relationship? It's 18 nations. Israel is the 18 nations. You mean when Israel get outside of his nation, what do Yahweh feel about that according to verse 14?
Now let our rulers of the congregation, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed time, and with them the elders of every city and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our Yahweh for this matter be turned from us. So they have to follow the
timeline. Do we give us a time? You mean he can give you a timeline in verse 16? You mean his Bible can get ready to tell us he got a timeline? What is the timeline on this in verse 16?
Ezra 10, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, the children of the captivity did so. and Ezra the priest with certain chief of the fathers, after the family of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated and set down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. Verse 17, and they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month.
Ain't that something? So how much time you got if you're going to do Yahuwah first? How much time you got to, see, that's why we have to understand something. No, the sixth anointed camp, you're not going to be liked at all. But you got to understand something. The Bible is going to stand. Because you got to give account of this. You got to give account. If you don't say nothing, then whatever they're doing is on your head because I want to keep peace. So I ain't going to say nothing about that. Then go ahead and do that. But you have to give account when you on the clock because you know to say something because it's written. How much time they got again, according to verse 16 and 17? How much time they got?
The first day of the 10th month, they examined the matter.
Yeah. And verse 17.
And they made an end to all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month.
Now, how much time is that, Campo?
They have 2 months.
From the 10th month to the first. Ain't that something? You mean that Bible is telling that too? That Bible tell you how much time you got to take care of Yahuwah's business for the wrath to be turned from Yahuwah by looking at you. Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
What did it say in verse 44? What did they do?
Ezra 10, verse 44, all these had taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children.
So they had to. Now, Nehemiah in the 13th chapter, we're going to look and see. Now, Nehemiah heard that what Ezra was doing. Now, Nehemiah was on the clock. In the 13th chapter, and let's see what he says in verse 17. Let's skip down to verse 24 to 27. Let's see what he says in Nehemiah 13, verse 17. Then skip down to verse 24. 27. Let's see what he says to. Now he on the clock. Now his time, he on the clock. Let's see, do he deviate from anything EZRA had to say? Now, Ezra. Now let me build Ezra up real good. Let's go to 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 through 9, and come right back. 1 Ezra chapter 8. Let's build him up first. Let's see what kind of man this get ready to talk. Let's see. Let's go to 1 Ezra, chapter 8, pick up verse 3 down to verse 9. Let's build them up there. Because WCC said, "Seer, keep talking. We going to catch you in something. We ain't going to cut you off." That's up to you. And
Ezra
1 8,
verse
Ezra
3 to 9.
8. Yes, ma'am. What do that say?
Ezra 8. Verse 3 to 9, verse 3, of the sons of Shaniah, of the sons of Pharosh, Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150. Verse 4, of the sons of Pahathamoab, Elihonai.
Wait, hold on. Is you reading Apocrypha? Are you reading Ezra out of Apocrypha 8, verse 3 to 9?
Are you reading out
you
of
saying
the
second Esdras? Second Esdras?
Yeah, first Ezra. But make it first. Make it one. Make it one, Ezra 8, 3 to 9. Make it one, Ezra chapter 8, 3 down to verse 9. Out of the pocket, what they call it. We want to get his resume. We're going to get his resume, because when he get ready to say what he got to say, I want to get Ezra resume real quick. First, Ezra, 1 Ezra chapter 8, 3 down to verse 9. What did it say?
First, Ezra 8, 3 to 9. First Ezra 8, 3-9, verse 3. Thus Esdras went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by Yahweh of Israel.
Hold on a minute. In verse 3.
First Ezra or second?
Now, you write what I want you to write yet. But I won't know what kind of ready is he in verse 3. What kind of ready is he in verse 3?
First Ezra 8, verse 3, very ready
mm-hmm.
in the Torah instructions of Moses.
That's what the man saying. See, listen, Six Anointed Camp, you got to be very ready in this right here. You got to be able to, wherever it's on the table, Yahweh will give you in that very hour what to say. But you have to be very ready to open up Yahweh's word. Now, he was very ready in Torah instruction. We leave it like that. Now, we go on watch what very ready is with Nehemiah. We're going back to 13th chapter, and we're going to see what is the sign of being very ready. So that's what we're trying to tell you, Steve Reyes. Don't be read up on all them old books outside the Bible. Be very ready with the first five books of Torah instruction. Be able to see exactly what Yahweh is saying and get the blessing of everybody's congregation according to Scripture. Make sure you very ready. Huh? Then Yahweh, you don't want the man to be angry at you. Now here go Nehemiah.
Nehemiah
is talking 13, in the 13th,
verse
17, and skip down to 20. Yes, ma'am. Verse 17.
Nehemiah 13, verse 17.
Yep, yeah, then skip down 24 through 27.
Nehemiah 13, verse 17 and 24 to 27.
Yeah,
verse
straight on down to 27.
Then,
excellent.
Then I contended with the nobles of Yachdah Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do? And profane the Sabbath day. Verse 24. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Israelite language, but according to the language of each people. Verse 25. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Yahweh, saying, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourself. Verse 26, did not Solomon, king of Israel, transgressed by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Yahweh, and Yahweh made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even did outlandish women cause to transgress. Verse 27. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil? to transgress against our Yahweh in marrying strange wives. Verse 28, and one of the sons of Joada, son of...
Hold on. Just 27. We want to examine what is transgress? What is transgress that we can read? He said they transgress.
John 3:4 is the precept.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's read that and see what this transgress is.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
First John.
What is?
First John 3:3-4.
Mm-hmm.
First John 3:3-4. Verse 3. And every man
whoever
committeth sin transgresseth also the Torah instruction.
Read verse 3:3-4.
1 John 3:3-4. And every man that has his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the Torah instruction. For sin is a transgression of the Torah instruction.
So with that understanding, come back to Nehemiah 13, verse 26, and let me hear you break this down before this national audience. With that understanding, come back to Nehemiah 13, verse 26. And tell me what that verse say. With that understanding you just got, come back to Nehemiah 13:26.
Nehemiah 13:26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, transgress the Torah instructions by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Yahweh, and Yahweh made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless,
but wait a minute.
Him,
but hold that point. What is transgress? We just got through reading it, so it was time for you to really knock it out in verse 26. What did Solomon do?
He transgressed the Torah instructions.
What is transgress? What is that?
He broke the Torah instructions.
What is that? What do we say it is in 3 verse 4? What is transgress according to 3 verse 4? You just read it.
He transgressed the Torah instructions.
What is it in 3 verse 4 of John? What is transgress in 3 verse 4 of 1 John? What is that according to 3 verse 4?
To break the Torah instructions.
3 verse 4. Read it again, 3 verse 4. Come back to 3 verse 4 and read again and tell me what is transgress according to 3 verse 4.
1 John 3:4. Whosoever committeth transgression transgresses the Torah instructions.
That ain't what that verse said. Read the way you see it.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresses.
Sin. Sin. When you break the Torah instruction, you are sinning. With that understanding, come back to Nehemiah. When you see the word transgress, it's polluted for sin. Sin is the breaking of Torah instruction. Sin. come back with that understanding in verse 26. Transgress is sin. You just got to read it in 3 verse 4. Now come back to 13:26 and put it in there. Sin.
Nehemiah 13:26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by transgression of the Torah instruction? By these things?
What did Solomon do? Let's go back to 1 Kings 11:1-2. What did he do to sin? What did he do? Let's go back and see what he did in the 11th chapter of 1 Kings 1:2. What did he do? What did he sin by doing what? What did he do that we can read? 11:1-2.
First Kings 11:1-2. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Verse 2. Of the 17 nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your mind after other false Yahwehs. Solomon clave unto thee in love.
But he didn't listen, Campo. He didn't listen. So Nehemiah and them saying that, and they spotted on their watch the same thing Solomon didn't listen to. What did Solomon didn't listen to? Chinese women, Japanese women, white women, Chinese men, white men. He didn't listen. And Yahweh said, don't do it. That's sin. So when you see the rainbow relationship, according to the Bible, what is the three-letter word for that you're looking at? According to the Bible. What are you looking at?
Transgression of the Torah instruction.
Excellent. Let's go to Romans and see what he says in 7 verse 1. And said, let's see what he says behind that, and let's see what Paul says behind that about the Torah instruction. Let's see what Paul says in the 7th chapter, verse 1 of Romans, and skip down to 10 through 12. Let's see what Paul says about this right here.
Romans 7, verse 1 and 10. Romans
7. Okay.
Romans 7, verse 1, know ye not, brethren, for I spake to them that know the Torah instructions. Now that the Torah instructions have dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Verse 10. And the Torah instructions, which was ordained to life, are found to be unto death. Verse 11. For the transgression of the Torah instruction, taken occasion by the Torah instruction, deceived me, and by it slew me.
The sin of the Torah instruction.
For the sin of the Torah instruction, taken occasion by the Torah instruction, deceived me, and by it slew me. Verse 12. Therefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the Torah instruction is righteous and just and good.
Your instruction is righteous. You mean Paul is letting you know what's back there, and this is on the right side of the book, is righteous and it's good. So it's good for the children of Israel to understand that what is written is not done away with. It's righteous and it's good. Now, in the book of Beckham, I want to see if you in these kind of relationships, what do Yahweh do when you call on him in them kind of relationships, rainbow relationships? Let's see what Yahweh say, according to Becca 1:13. Let's see, Becca gonna have a statement to make. Well, I'm gonna call on me some Yahweh, but you know you off into a rainbow relationship. Let's see what Yahweh got written in Becca 1:13. What do you got?
Becca 1:13, thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore, thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on sin. Transgression of the Torah instruction. Therefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he.
So when it comes down to sin on these rainbow relationships, how much eyes do Yahweh put on it there? Campo, how much eyes he put on it?
He puts pure eyes on it.
Yeah, but how much he put on it? None. St. John 9:31. Let's get a couple more in here. No, WCC, I don't want to do but a couple more. Keep talking, Seer. No, I don't want to keep talking. Let's go to St. John 9:31 and see what this verse says.
St. John 9:31. Now we know that Yahweh heareth not sinners, transgressors of the Torah instruction. But if any man be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him he heareth.
That's plain to me. So you can be on your knees all you want. You up in this rainbow relationship, Yahweh ain't in it. You can be on your knees all you want. Just wasting your time, according to 9:31. Now, where did he pull that from? Go to Proverbs 28. Let's see where he pulled that from. He pulled that verse 9 and 10. So, in take number 72, he pulled that. So, John pulled that verse from Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10. What did he say?
Proverbs 28.
Verse 9 and 10. Then we'll get one more. And we'll... Come on, get this up.
And
9 and 10 out the way.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the Torah instructions, even his prayer shall be abomination. Verse 10, whosoever causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession.
Yeah, give me a 5:14 of St. John closing statement. But that he is also she too. So he or she that turn their ear from hearing what the Bible got to say, even when you're on your knees, your prayers are abomination to Yahweh.
it is sin. He ain't paying you no never mind according to his book. And this is what he said, but if you take heed to this. In 5:14, the closing statement, we'll let it. That's enough, WCC. We don't need no more. We got enough on the table to last to Wednesday night. So,
John 5.
Oh, yeah, we know you. 5:14.
John 5:14, afterward. John 5:14, afterward, Yahweh the Son find of him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin, which is transgression of the Torah instruction, no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee.
All right, well, you got to close the statement there, Camp 4. That was excellent on your part. You stood tall, valid. So whatever you got to say, and we catch you all Wednesday night. Yahweh be with you all. Remember I'm saying, back on the airways Wednesday night. What you got to say? WCC,
hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hey, up for the night. Yahweh be with you all.